It's now time for the Suzy Scoop with Amy Eastlack of Suzy Said. Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Suzy Said, gives you the scoop on what's happening in and around town this weekend.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Suzy Scoop, and it is fall. It is in the air, and I am loving it. And you know what fall means? You know, I talked a few weeks ago about how things slow down just a little bit at the end of the summer. Well, guess what? They are in full force now. There is so much to talk about this weekend, so let's just get right to it. I'm going to stop. I'm kind of going to skip around this week because there are so many things and I just don't even know where to start. So we're just going to jump right in. And I'm going to start with Friday just because this is a really unique thing that's happening. Over at PVCC, there's a man named Jason Bishop and he is an illusionist. And I just, you know, this is something totally different than we've talked about for a while. This is at 7:30. PVCC brings in all kinds of really cool stuff. They do free movie nights. They have the dance program. They have plays coming in, and so I just thought this Jason Bishop thing sounded really cool. He does literally like levitation, all kinds of amazing things, and this is stuff that people say, oh yeah, it's not that hard to do, but it totally is amazing to me. So that's on Friday at 7:30, so that's something you might want to check out. And now the rest of the weekend moving forward, so many fun things for pretty much everyone. Let's start with Saturday. Down at the Pavilion, the WVPT Kids Book Festival is going on, and this is a great family event. All kids under 10, while supplies last, of course, will get a free book. So this is basically a great way to kind of get your kids pumped up about reading. I have one major reader in my family and one who needs these kind of things to kind of get her excited about. So Cubby the Bear will be there. I know that there's going to be people from radio station down there. It's just a really fun atmosphere, and that's from noon to 6 on Saturday. Continuing along with Saturday, it's fall. Like I said, there are so many fall festivals. Carter Mountain doesn't start theirs until October, but every weekend in October, Carter Mountain will be doing something special. They will have music. There's, of course, the hayrides and the apples and all of that, but there'll be face painting, and you can get wine and just all kinds of arts and crafts and everything. So that's all of October. But this weekend, some of the other orchards that are a little bit further out, there's Marker Miller Orchards, which is out in Winchester, and they are doing their Fall Fun Festival this weekend. They will have their pick their own apples, and there will be the cow train for the kids and wagon rides and all that kind of stuff, great food available, and that runs this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. And then Drumheller's Orchard is having their apple festival this weekend as well, and that's in Lovingston, so not quite as far of a drive, and there will be hay rides to the pumpkin patch. They have a corn maze, apple slingshot, all that kind of stuff. Great food. I saw funnel cakes on there. That made me kind of excited. And then I also wanted to throw in, if you have not been out to Liberty Farm, which is a new farm that opened up in the last year. I went out there last year, and they have a corn maze that is literally the Statue of Liberty, and it can take hours to go through. So they actually have a smaller one, too, and we did both of them. And they actually have trivia throughout the corn maze, and it helps you get through it. It was just such a fun environment. So if you want to check that one out, that's out in Orange. So that's another one you might want to check out this fall as well. So also on Saturday, big festival going on right downtown Charlottesville, the Charlottesville Vegetarian Festival. This runs from 11 to 4 at Lee Park, so right there in downtown. And this is a huge festival. I actually read online that this is one of the largest vegetarian festivals in the entire country, so that's pretty cool. And there will be basically vegetarian food companies and nonprofits, and they also have a dog and cat adoption fair, which is run by Voices for Animals, and they'll be raising money for that. There's a kids patch with all kinds of fun kid things, and that runs from 11 to 4, and a great festival going on. I also want to talk about the In the Pink tennis tournament that's going on Saturday, and this is so cool because it literally runs at 8 different clubs or 8 different facilities throughout Charlottesville on Saturday, and it's sponsored by the Women's Committee of Martha Jefferson Hospital, and all the proceeds go to their Mary Ann's room at Martha Jefferson, and that room is what they do at this place is they basically supply wigs, hats, scarves, and other support to patients who are undergoing cancer treatment. So it's a really, really great cause. I personally have a friend who has benefited from Mary Ann's room, and it's just such a great thing. A bunch of wonderful women that give their time and their talents to that. So that tournament is open to the public, and they actually really are kind of promoting players of all abilities. So you don't have to be the best tennis player to play in this and have some fun. So that's running, and that is taking place throughout at like Boar's Head, Farmington, Fairview, all across Charlottesville, and that's on Saturday as well. And then on Sunday, if you don't know this already, if you live in Charlottesville, you probably know about Foxfield. And Sunday is the Foxfield Family Day. And this is a totally different environment than your spring Foxfield. So don't be intimidated by it. It is a total family day. They do so many family friend activities, pony rides. They have Jack Russell Terrier races, bounce and plays there. It is just such a really, it's the Foxfield that you do want to take your kids to. And it is just, and of course there's the steeplechase races. I think I forgot to talk about that. But it's such a fun thing. Gates open at 10. Tickets are $25 for just your regular invitation ticket. And children 8 and under are free. You can get those tickets at certain places around town, Mincer's, Timberlake's Drugstore, Greenberry's, Crawford Saddlery. You can get those in person there. And remember that the Foxfield races, it benefits a nonprofit organization. And this year it's Kid Pan Alley. And Kid Pan Alley is such a great, it's like Voices of Kids, it's such a great thing. So that's, it's money well spent. And remember that. And it's so much fun. It's just, my kids absolutely love it. And so we will see you there on Sunday. And, one thing on Saturday I forgot. I'm really trying to focus on, maybe you know that I am a runner wannabe. I am not a great runner, but it's something that all you need is a pair of shoes and roads. So I am trying to do one new 5K every month, and I'm trying to improve my time. And I can't actually do this one coming up this Saturday, but there's the Constitution Run. I think this one sounded really fun because it's kind of a different, it's not a road race. You can actually go, it's up at Montpelier. So you go through, they run across the steeplechase track, and you go through the stable areas, and you get to see kind of some areas that aren't necessarily open to the public. So I think it sounds like such a fun thing. And there's actually a 10K, a 5K, and a 1K, and a dogathon, a 1K for your dog. So I think that will be so much fun. The 10K starts at 7:30, because if you're going to run 10K, you got to start early, apparently, because it takes a long time. I'm not doing that one. But it's a family-type run, so it's runners of all skills, all ages. The 1K is kind of a kid. They call it Dolly's Dash. It's for kids ages 5 to 10, and it's a great way to introduce your kids to running. I know I have a 10-year-old who's been doing a few 5Ks with me each year, and we started with the 1K. It was a great way to get her kind of get her confidence up and show that she can do that. So that run, that's on Saturday at up at Montpelier. Beautiful, beautiful place to be this time of year. And such a fun, fun thing that's happening. So, and then the last thing we want to talk about, the Fluvanna County Chamber of Commerce is having their first wine festival. And this is happening Starlight Park in Troy. That's 151 Starlight Park, and that's on Saturday from 11 to 6. And we'll just kind of showcase some of the great things that happen in Fluvanna County. Also, some of the obviously, we've got so many fabulous wineries and vineyards. You know, I couldn't get through a podcast without talking about wine in some sort, so here I am throwing it in. I know Jefferson will be there, Del Foss, First Colony, and several other wineries. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the gate, and if you are not going to be tasting, it's only $10. And children under 2 are free, and they will have arts and crafts and food vendors, music, all kinds of fun stuff for the kids, and tastings will run all day. So that is, I got to get the wine in there somehow, you know. So that is a very full weekend, and as always, there is so much more on the calendar. That is just a little taste of what's going on in Charlottesville this weekend. So get on out there, enjoy this wonderful fall weather, this beautiful place that we live in. Have a fabulous weekend, everyone, and we will talk to you next week.